Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Still to come, we'll talk some NBA playoffs with Sean Devaney coming up at 9 o'clock. We're getting into the second round, although there are a couple of Western Conference series that will have Game 7s. The Clippers beat the Nuggets. Yep. So Game 7 will be in Denver, and then you have the Warriors are still in action against the Rockets. That one's Game 6.
Tonight. Correct.
Will be in at Golden State.
Golden State, yep.
9 o'clock, of course, tip. For the two seats. So we'll talk to Sean Devaney coming up at 9 o'clock. I think we still have the entertainment page to get to, and we've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies.
Before the announcement, I did go down to the garage during the break to move my car, and we were talking earlier about cycling and how many people are cycling to work and who would cycle to the Commander's Stadium because there's going to be a dearth of parking spaces compared to FedEx Field. There's one bike.
One.
There's one bike currently in the bike pen at 1015 Half Street.
You nailed that.
So there's a big area for about 50 to 100 bikes. And it's currently being used by one person. One. Just so you know. There it is.
I'm actually going to pay attention tonight because EB has such hatred for the bikers, and particularly on Old Georgetown Road.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would definitely take Old Georgetown Road, but
you
I have.
See if you see one?
Well, no, because tonight.
You'll never see one.
I have the daddy daughter dance, and then I got to go straight to Summer House for the dinner.
You have that dinner.
We have the dinner at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to take Old Georgetown Road. I don't know if I would normally take the way.
So late.
I've never even noticed
even on a Friday. Too late.
Too late. I agree.
Whatever.
It's fine. I mean, nothing going on.
It's called social. It's Friday night.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
going to be like 50 people there.
I'll be asleep.
Yeah. All right. I want to hear this announcement. Drum roll. Do we need a drum roll?
Sure. Why not?
I don't want to.
Yours.
I don't want to bum rush it.
Sound good. Sound
I want
right.
you to just get. I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
Because he has been talking about this.
I actually put this on. You can tweet us your theories. You got to get it in before Gates spills it.
Not a lot of time.
He's definitely, definitely not a grandpa.
This one's
yet.
A joke. I'm going to throw this out there from their boy Cork.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up at Chunks Radio. Said, Cakes' biological father made contact. Heard he has Bitcoin.
Oh, that would be sad.
That's a funny bit by Court. That is not the
his
case.
His biological father made contact, and what about Bitcoin?
Because he heard he has Bitcoin.
I'm basically a Winklevoss with all the Bitcoin that I have. So my biological that didn't bother reached out.
Right.
No, it's not that momentous. But for the first time, and hopefully not the last,
for the first time, yeah, that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm playing the World Series of Poker.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Congrats,
in
buddy.
Las Vegas, courtesy of my good friends at Gulf Coast Poker. I have a consortium of poker sugar daddies who are free-rolling my entry. Now, there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
There's
what's
a trade-off.
What's the trade-off?
Trade-off is for the free-roll entry.
They have a piece of them.
I then only get 35% of any winnings.
Okay.
Which,
that's fine.
For me, is just, I mean, I have 35%
equity. So if you
equity.
Win the $9 million, whatever it is, prize, you only get to keep $3
million. Yeah, exactly.
And remind me, the buy-in is at 10K.
10K. Right.
And they're footing the bill. Wow.
So this is not one of the side events.
Hold on, this is the big
the main
one.
Event.
This is, yeah, the main event.
When does
event.
That start?
It starts, I think, July 1st.
You know.
So have you put in your vacation week?
Oh, I've already requested it. It's been a request.
Because we got an email from CK Yeah, CK sent us an email and said, as summer vacations are coming up, make sure everybody lets us know what's
already,
going on.
I've already bought my ticket.
Well, you and I have an agreement. We're going to swap on that one day. We're still okay with that?
We're good, yeah. I'm flying out July 3rd, perfect. So I'll either be playing July 4th or July 5th.
Okay.
One of those flights.
Right.
And hopefully get some TV coverage.
That would be fantastic.
Even if you're just at a table. You know what? Wear something,
what do you
something
have to do
loud.
For the ADs.
Yeah, you gotta do
wear
something.
Like a cape or like a helmet or you know what I mean? Like you gotta do something.
Wear some like neon green every day or
I'm
something.
I'm not sure what I'm gonna wear at this point.
Dress up like an elephant.
Well, I know
or something.
He's open for sponsorship.
Oh, definitely open for sponsorships, of course. I look like a NASCAR driver.
We gotta
capitalize
on this.
Well, you're gonna have to wear their gear.
Well,
right?
I am gonna have to wear Gulf Coast Poker patch.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. That's fine. I'll just
wear it
like right here. All right,
hold on.
Yeah.
I want to know more about your beautiful sponsor, Gulf Coast Poker. Tell me more about them.
Gulf Coast Poker, they've done a lot of coverage of the events that have been here at MGM National Harbor. Like when they run their series,
okay.
They do the updates, they do photos online.
Okay,
they
like keep poker
people,
news.
Yeah, they keep people abreast of what's happening.
Gotcha.
So I met the guy from Gulf Coast Poker who basically pitched me on this a few months ago. He's like, you want to play the main this year? Potentially. And I was like, yeah, what's the catch? He said, the catch is you keep 35% because we have a group of guys who every year pay buy-ins for, I don't know, a half dozen players. And then they take 65%. The player keeps 35%.
And they've deemed you worthy of it.
I'm kind of a wild card because trust me, my poker resume doesn't stand up to a lot of these guys' poker resumes who have millions of dollars in winnings.
Right.
Or a couple millions of dollars.
Is the top 10% paid just like in a regular tournament?
Yes.
Top 10%.
Yeah.
And how many players usually?
It's going to be 8,000 or 9,000 players.
Wow.
No, it's going to be massive.
Yeah. It's a 1 in a billion to get through it.
Yeah. It's going to be a freaking minefield.
But I think that a lot of good players can cash it, you know, because there are so many donks.
Yeah. And this is a perfect way for me to dip my toe in these waters without having to fork out $10,000.
Of course.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean? So,
And where are you staying?
TBD.
Well, that's
to be determined.
You can stay anywhere.
To be determined probably by my friend Mike Beasley, who works for MGM.
Yeah, so he's going to hook it up.
I've already thrown the lifeline out to him.
MGM Grand, that joint?
Well, he works for, you know, MGM Resorts, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. WSOP at Caesars? Where'd you say
it's
what?
It moved recently from Rio to, I think it's now at Bally/Paris.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on that, but I think that's where it's held now.
What's our guy that used to be here that moved to Vegas? Crumbs?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
No, not Crumbs.
Crumbs. It was a name
it's
something
Crumbs
like
Gums. Crumbs is Gary Krause.
Gums, not Crumbs.
Right. Yeah, it's in the ballpark.
I'll have to reach out to him
because
I head out there.
He set me up when I went to UFC.
Yeah.
Now, I think I paid, but I paid a discounted rate.
Yeah. So basically,
Cakes doesn't like that.
All I have to pay is the flight, which I've already booked.
And your accommodations.
And
food.
Hopefully the accommodations get at least.
Yeah, you'll get that taken
care of.
This is kind of a dream for you.
Manifested that.
Yeah, you manifested it. Yeah. Being a diehard poker.
Sure.
I mean, I kind of like my surf. I can't wait till I get my surf side back. When is it? When's the tracking? When's my track? This has like been a dream for you.
Yeah.
To play for most poker players.
Sure. You want to play
fantasize
at least once.
About playing one time maybe in the World Series.
You want to
main
at least
events.
Experience to see what it's all about.
Yeah. Because it's the biggest poker tournament in the world.
So in our biggest poker tournaments, okay, where we would have 600 or 700 people.
Yeah.
No.
I think our biggest, we
had over 1,000.
Yeah. We did.
Okay.
Yeah. Big numbers.
I don't want you to shortchange it.
I didn't know we ever hit over 1,000.
Yeah.
I thought we peaked at like 800 or 800.
No, definitely higher than that.
Play the buzz.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was asking, what's your highest place?
In one of our events?
Yes.
I
never cashed. I don't think I ever cracked the top 100.
I cashed one time.
I cashed at the Borgata once, but it was like
300 people.
Maybe not
60th.
Yeah, it was, I wish it was 60th. It's probably like 100th or, you know, like 80th. I think I might have 2 caches, but nothing noteworthy.
Yeah.
Nothing to brag about.
Let's brag, because I will hype you up, Cakes. If you go to your, what do they call it?
My Hendon Mob
Your Hendon
database
Mob database, which has everyone's like professional earnings.
Yeah.
We have over like 40,000 earnings.
Yeah, it's close to 40K now.
40K?
It's like 37
made $40,000 playing poker, you know, tournaments, documents.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's played a lot of poker.
I have played a lot. I've put in some hours.
It's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
So you would have... if it wasn't for Gulf Coast, you would never pay your own money to get in.
Not at this
Probably
point.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe a few years down the road when my wife's pension checks start coming in, I'm like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with this amount of money? Yeah. Oh, buy a seat in the WSOP.
No, that's actually the perfect way to do it because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, hell yeah.
You got nothing to lose. He's a good investment because he's not going to just donk it off and just, like, go for broke.
Right.
I mean, he's going to play smart.
I think they're two-hour levels from the start of the tournament, which is just so much play.
You know what the common scam is? Now, Jakes is not a scammer. But the common scam, and people get busted for it all the time, is they get people to stake them.
Okay.
And they get like a million people to stake them, and then they just bust out. And then they get way more than the 10K.
So they take in like 40K, and then they just pocket it.
And then they just bust out early, and then they don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah.
And then they just pocket it. You know, that's a common scam.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a million people, you know, get a guy to stake you, and they actually don't even enter the tournament.
I won't be selling pieces of myself when I'm on a free roll. That seems like a kind of scummy thing to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure some people might do it, but I will not be selling any action on my free roll.
Right.
So that's the big news.
Yeah, I would say when I asked you how big it was, 9, I would say maybe
pretty
even
big.
A 10.
It's pretty
for
big
cakes.
One.
Yes.
No, a 10 is grandkid.
Well, it's pretty close for him.
You know.
It's pretty close.
I thought that he bought a house in Kiowa.
I also thought
that
maybe
that would
beach house.
Be a 15
house.
Out of 10.
Yeah. A beach house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Beach house would be good.
Yeah, just
but this might
gonna
even
be tough.
This might even be bigger for Case.
I also thought possible he won the high hand or bad beat jackpot.
Well, you would have known that long. I wouldn't. Yeah. There's no way I would have been able to keep that in my pants. Like I've been sitting on this for like a week and a half.
My first guess, which I showed EB, was that he was having his tree cut down because he does sponsorship with Meadow Farms.
Meadow Farms. They don't do big jobs like that. Okay. They're more like landscaping, bushes.
Better chance of you flapping your arms and flying a Norbeck than him cutting that tree down.
That is correct.
That tree ain't getting cut down.
Nope. But I nailed WSOP.
Yeah, you did.
Good guess.
My second guess. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Coming up in July, everybody can follow Cakes' journey to Vegas.
You don't like the idea of having him wear something outrageous? Like, all these people wear costumes and stuff. That's how you get
airtime. What do you want him to wear?
He should wear junkies gear every day.
Like a sex toy or something. I don't know. Anything. Just like anything to get attention.
No, I said wear like a color that pops. He's going to have to wear his patch.
Yep.
He should wear something junkies. Find an old school junkies
hat. A costume. Hat. You got to be like the Hamburglar or something.
I'm going to go as Grimace.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the wardrobe as we get closer.
But you are up for sponsorship.
100%.
Yeah. You're definitely going to wear an MGM poker thing.
I'll definitely rep MGM, of course.
Yeah, that'll be one thing.
MGM National Harbor gets
some love. You got to be all patched out.
I'm sure.
And if so, then we got to get a junkies patch for him.
That's what I'm saying.
Get it done.
Surfside. You think Bobby Blicky won't?
I think he might be. Maybe. You know what? There's a lot of spaces to advertise. Look, here.
This could be a big windfall for Cakes. How much do you think Surfside would give him?
Prime real estate.
Yeah.
I'm guessing right here is already taken. Left breast, taken. Right breast, good to go. Forehead.
You need to look like a freaking NASCAR driver. That's what he should be. He should wear a NASCAR
suit. Jumpsuit like
Phil, and have all his sponsors.
Phil Hellmuth. Like back
like,
in the day.
Which driver are you? I'm not. I'm a junkie.
Right, getting paid.
Dude, coming up next, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Athlon Sports, joins us here on The Junkies.